Exclusive, Representative Addison McDowell. Trump using trade to address chemical warfare against the American people. By Hannah Knudsen on February 8, 2025. The fentanyl crisis is not a drug crisis but a chemical warfare against the American people. Representative Addison McDowell, RNC, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Discussing how President Donald Trump is using trade to force Mexico and Canada to help secure the borders, thereby stopping the flow of fentanyl into the country, McDowell said this issue hits close to home for him, as he lost his brother to fentanyl poisoning. My little brother died from a fentanyl poisoning in 2016. He was 20 years old, and it's fentanyl that we're almost certain came up through our southern border. And this is not a unique story to me, but I know personally what this is like, he said, noting that Friday would have been his brother's 29th birthday. It's at the front of my mind, and it always is, because it's something that I've had to learn to live with. And I shouldn't have to, he said, recalling when Trump endorsed him in his race. He said he told Trump his story and said, "Sir, you're the only person that's been taking the border seriously. And you need somebody that's going to be behind you 100%, and that person is me. I know the pain that this stuff causes," he said, adding that Democrats are making excuses. "We voted on the Halt Fentanyl Act in Congress this week. And there were 107 Democrats that voted against it. And we're debating this on the floor. They're saying things like, we don't need to send people to prison over this. I would so much rather my brother be in jail than dead. Democrats don't seem to get that," he said. "And this is not a drug crisis. It's a chemical warfare against the American people. And it's being fueled by the cartels and the Chinese Communist Party. And President Trump is holding them accountable," McDowell said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Addison McDowell, RNC, February 8, 2025. And so, of course, I've got his back because he knows the art of the deal. And people were panicked about these tariffs, but look, the guy is a negotiator. It's what he does. And so I've got his back, because he's holding them accountable. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris didn't think that was something they needed to work on, so I've got his back, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.